Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. It's going to be a great day. Today is show number 335, and every show that I've ever done is available on podcast at either dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes. All right, so if you would like to listen to this show again or another show that we've done, feel free to go there. All right, now today's episode is from the Touch a Truck event that we did in Worthington. We're going to hear interviews from some Worthington EMS gentlemen. We're going to hear an interview from the driver of the Nationwide Insurance Disaster Relief Bus. We'll also hear an interview from Zach Scott, the Franklin County Sheriff, and just some of the little kids and their parents who came to visit my rolling studio at the event. So let's go ahead and listen to the interviews.
All right, so as I said, we're at the Touch a Truck, and we happen to have the rolling studio parked right across the driveway from the Nationwide On Your Side Catastrophe Response Unit. And I'm talking with
Randy Hunt.
Randy Hunt. And so, Randy, you're the driver of this?
I am. I'm just the driver of this this nice Prevo unit that we have here.
Now, if I remember right, last year you had a different one, didn't you?
No, we actually did have this one out here. A couple weeks ago, we were in the PAL Touch a Truck, and we had our tractor over there.
Oh, okay, okay. So this is a Prevo. So what year is it?
I'm going to say this is a 2007. Okay. I'm pretty sure.
2007. And how tall is it?
This is 13 foot 6 inches tall.
Well, if the sign says 13.6 clearance, can you get under that, or do you have to go under 13.8?
If it says 13.6, we have to go around. We have to find another route to get somewhere else.
I've always wondered that, because when they say 13.6, do they mean a 13.6 vehicle can fit under, or do they mean you're going to hit if you're 13.6?
Well, when it says 13.6, most of the time it's going to be 14 foot tall. They just give the clearance of about 6 inches. And that's give or take a little bit, so we like to be precautionist and go around. If that's what it says, then we're going to definitely go around.
And how long is it?
This is 45 foot long.
Okay. You know how long mine is?
I don't know how long yours is. I'm going to say yours is about 45?
It's 52.
Ah, okay, okay. So about as long as a trailer, a 53-foot trailer.
Yeah, 52. So, but we have the truck in the front.
Yes, the tractor. I'm used to driving those, too. That's a really nice tractor.
You have a Volvo 780? Did you drive it?
We don't have a Volvo. We have an International. We have all kinds of different trucks that we drive.
I prefer Volvo.
It's a really nice truck. I like it.
Can you give me a tour?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Like a guided tour? Okay, let's go in. There's about 1, 2, 3, 4 steps in. Oh, and then there's a couple more steps. Okay.
He's got some lights.
Oh.
He's
got red lights. What's the red for?
This actually used to be an old fire command unit for the fire station. So we took over in 2008 with it, and we've been touring it since then. We might be heading out to California as soon as we leave here for the wildfires.
Wildfires, yeah. How many days will that take you? Three?
We might team it out, so we'll get out there in a day and a half if possible. Two guys driving and right. Just straight through.
Is there a place for the one driver to be sleeping back here?
There's a bed in one of the cabins that we pull it out and throw it down on the floor, and we're sleeping while the other guy's driving. So
it's actually just an inflatable one.
Okay.
Throw it down on the ground.
Put it right in the center.
Go to sleep.
Right,
yep, you go to sleep. While the other guy's driving, he wakes you up and says, "Hey, it's time for me to go to sleep. I'm going to go."
It's anything like mine. It's just the gentle sound
very
of the
quiet.
Engine.
Yeah. Very quiet.
It just kind of rocks you to sleep, doesn't it?
That's pretty much it. And I like sleeping in it, honestly. I mean, it's not that bad. I've gotten so used to it, so.
How long have you been doing this for Nationwide?
I've been doing it since 2011. I started doing it. But I've been with the company since 2008. I just started doing this in 11, so.
I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is for my Sunday show. How are you? Are you guys considered officers? Are you considered, what would your title be?
Firefighter, paramedics.
Okay, so firefighter, paramedic Mooney, Reinhardt, and Teagle. Okay. So you guys have specific jobs on this rig? You're from Worthington, first of all, and it's the... What squad are you?
We are Medic 101.
Medic 101. Is everybody an EMT, or...?
Yes, at least EMT. On this truck, we are all paramedics today, at least for the most part.
And you guys are in the... You stay in the same fire station.
I'm sorry?
You guys are in the firehouse?
Correct, yes. We run out of the firehouse.
My understanding is most of the runs are EMT runs, right?
I think right now we average around 80% of our runs are EMS runs, correct.
Okay, so the firefighters, they just get to keep sleeping?
Not usually, because when we're woke up, everybody gets woke up, so.
Do they fall asleep real easily, or afterwards?
Some more than others.
Really? Okay, that's hard to get used to, huh, for that loud?
Yeah, I don't think anybody really sleeps as well at the firehouse as they sleep at home. I know, because you're kind of in anticipation of the tones going off, the alarms going off, and so, yeah, there's never really a deep sleep for the most part.
Okay. Now, see, I used to have an all-night dental office. It was an emergency, like an after-hours emergency dental center, and we would open 7 p.m., close at 7 a.m., so we weren't open during the day when dental offices were, and we had just a little room with a single bed for the doctor. So I know what you're talking about, because you try to get a little sleep, but it's like, when are they going to knock on the door?
Exactly. It's exactly how it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So what about, so you guys work the same as a firefighter, though. You worked 48 hours on and 24 hours on, 48 hours off, right?
Correct. And we are actually also firefighters. We rotate our trucks.
Oh, you do?
So today I'm on the medic with these guys. Okay. The next day, I'm supposed to be on the ladder.
Okay.
I'll be on there for a few shifts, and then rotate through the rescue for a few shifts. It depends on what your truck preferences are, but we rotate trucks. So just about everybody's a paramedic, but we're all also firefighters, so we cross man everything.
So you start off as a firefighter, and then go back and get your medic training, or
usually you get your firefighter card, and then also EMT basic card. And then from there you go and get your paramedic. So paramedic's the highest level we have right now for the EMS.
I see. And is it the city's policy that all firefighters also be medics?
It is now. It wasn't at one point, but it is now for full-time firefighters, correct.
Okay. Now, one of the things I've noticed when somebody calls, when there's an emergency and you guys show up, the people that made the call are all, you know, hurry, 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 and you guys just kind of walk up real slow and calm and doesn't even appear to be an emergency. Is that part of the training to kind of calm people at the scene? Or?
It is part of the training, and a big part of that is kind of trying to take in the big picture as you walk into a scene. You want to make sure that the scene is safe for you,
right,
first of all.
Meaning a down power line and a water puddle.
Correct. Anything like that, any kind of hazard you might encounter. Even bystanders can be a hazard to you, so you need to make sure your scene is going to be safe. And then basically see who the emergency is about, and just kind of look at their you know, if they're laying down and they're unconscious, or if they're sitting up and they're very anxious, what their skin color looks like, and that kind of thing. So you're trying to come in slow, get the big picture of things, and then you kind of narrow down and focus to your assessment of the patient.
Is it, would you say most of the runs are, say, heart attack, stroke, that sort of thing, or would it be like diabetic hypoglycemia, diabetic coma, or something like that?
Definitely, it just varies. I mean, I don't know if there's really, I'm sure there's statistics of it, but I mean, from day to day, it's different.
Really? Okay, now.
To, you know, medical, to anything.
Okay. I do IV sedation at my office, so therefore I have a lot of the emergency drugs that you have to have on hand. Naloxone and flumazenil and a breathing treatment, you know, and I carry a little thing of icing, so if we think somebody maybe has a hypoglycemic and they're unconscious, we can put some icing under their tongue to bring up their blood sugar. But what I'm finding is, and maybe you guys have the same thing, is those things typically expire before I've ever gotten to use them, and every year I got to buy a new batch. Is that, you run into that too?
Certain medications.
Like those EpiPens are not cheap, and they come in two packs now.
Yeah, the EpiPens we don't actually keep, or the auto-injectors.
Oh, you don't, because you just have the epinephrine on board.
Vials.
Okay, the multiple dose vials?
Yep, and I think those we probably go through pretty decent. I don't know.
Three a year?
I know, I don't know how many, but, I mean, we go through it, you know. There are medications that we don't.
Okay.
And we gotta switch them out, so.
So you guys get the person stable, you figure out their pulse, respiration, heart rate, their blood pressure, and then are you in direct contact with the hospital that you're taking them to?
Yeah, we radio it in, we give them a a rundown of our patients' information, what's going on, what kind of treatment we gave for them, and then they'll triage the patient according to the symptoms and either give them a room or do whatever, you know, the hospital.
How do you determine what hospital to take them to?
Usually it depends on personal preference or closest.
So if they're awake, you say which hospital do you prefer, and if they're not, you just go to the closest?
Yep, pretty much.
Pretty much?
In general. We also have guidelines that we follow for like trauma patients or also for pediatric patients. We'll take them to special
children's
center. Correct.
Or trauma would be OSU is a trauma center?
Correct. We have basically three if you count children's, but two level one trauma centers are OSU and Grant that are close
okay.
to us. So we'll take level one traumas there, level two traumas and go to Riverside, St. Anne's, mostly Riverside. And then just about all pediatrics go to children's, and then burn patients will go to OSU specifically. Okay. They're considered specialty resource hospitals.
Now, when the president comes to town, are you guys all on standby, like all vacation is canceled and everybody has to be ready?
Negative.
No?
No. It doesn't affect us much, except for maybe the traffic when they shut down roads and we're trying to get to the hospital and we've got certain things shut down. We have to detour out a little bit or something like that. But, in general, it doesn't really affect us too much.
I've heard that the trauma surgeons themselves, the doctors, have to go to the hospital and stay there while the president is in town just in case.
I have not heard that, but that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, because I guess there's, one or two that they're counting on to be there in case of some kind of an incident. But I guess there's multiple emergency medical services, so I guess it wouldn't make sense to have you guys all sitting around waiting for the same phone call, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking with me. Maybe we can race sometime. You want to, see if we can set up a race, my rig with your rig?
I think we'd win, actually. Yours looks pretty big. I'm not sure how fast you can get the thing going, but...
You'd probably win, huh?
I think so.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, pretty soon we're going to do Dr. Kavicko's question of the day. So, you might want to remember that the Worthington EMS guys don't use the auto-injector EpiPens like I do. I have those in my office, and I was talking about how they expire every year, and they're kind of costly, and I never really need them, but... They told me that when they're treating anaphylactic shock, which is a life-threatening allergic reaction, instead of EpiPen auto-injectors, they use a multiple-dose vial of epinephrine. All right, so let's go ahead and have you listen to this, and when we come back, we'll do Dr. Kavicko's question of the day.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavicko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavicko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavicko's question of the day.
All right, and if you're just joining us, we are doing Dr. Kavicko's question of the day. Let me remind folks that the winner will receive free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. That's free flowers from Weistember Florist. Delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769, 459-9769. Dr. Kavicko's question of the day is, true or false, the Worthington EMS guys don't use the auto-injector EpiPens like I do at my office. Is that true or false? All right, the Worthington EMS guys do not use the auto-injector EpiPens like I do at my office. And the number to call, 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavicko. The other day, I saw a dental office TV commercial that said they make their dentures in days, not weeks. Well, guess what? We now offer the Lorel One-Step Denture, which means we can make your denture in about an hour. You heard me right. Dentures in about an hour. And on top of that, they cost only half as much as traditional dentures. If you have a few teeth that need removed first, we can do that at the same time and still make your dentures in about an hour. Interested? Call us at 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavicko aquí en su estación favorita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavicko.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in two visits. Interested? Give us a call at 262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Alright, so we have four callers on the line, and while we're at commercial, I rolled some dice and came up with caller number three is the winner. So let's find out from my producer who was caller number three, who's the winner of the free flowers from Vice Number Florist.
Congratulations to Travis, Dr. K. He calling from Columbus today, and he had the correct answer.
Okay, this is Simon, right? Let me turn this down. You're going to... Oh, I'm sorry, say that again?
More trucks up there.
There's more trucks up there?
Yep.
You like my truck?
Yeah.
Good. So Simon, how old are you?
Four.
You're four? Have you ever been to the dentist?
I have.
Good. How did that go? Was it fun?
Yep.
Good. You have nice, healthy, shiny teeth?
Yep.
You have pretty blue eyes?
Yep.
And who's your dad carrying? Who's up there?
A baby.
What's the baby's name?
Millie.
Millie. So that's a little girl, huh?
Yeah.
Is she fun to play with?
Yeah.
Good. You take good care of her?
Yep.
Did you ever change your diaper?
Nine.
No?
That's non-genuine.
That's what?
Non-genuine. Nine.
Nine.
Nine. Oh, he said nine in German. Yeah. You teach him German?
A little bit, yeah. He seems to be very interested in that.
Wow. Well,
he seems to like to play with words. So.
Wow. That's cool. So what's your name?
My name's Tim.
Tim.
Yeah.
Okay, I expected a German name.
No, I have studied German, but I'm not, I have German heritage, but
okay.
Yeah.
And how old is Millie?
Millie is a week and a day.
A week and a day.
Come on.
Wow. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now. Sheriff Zach Scott, right?
It is Sheriff Zach Scott.
Came and spoke to my Rotary Club. No, this will be on Sunday.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. So I was looking at your bomb squad vehicle, and of course it reminds me of mine.
Oh, yeah. You got a very cool squad here. Dentally Speaking. I like that. All right.
Yeah, so you came to the Clintonville Rotary Club. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Patrick Chase.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And it was really cool because I learned so much about the Sheriff's Department, and I realized that it's more than what I thought. I guess I used to think that the Sheriff's Departments were kind of on their way out and the city cops were the ones in charge, but that's not true, is it?
Well, I mean, we do this together, and we all have different types of jobs that we work together mutually all the time. You know, within the Sheriff's Office, you got a big correctional division, a court division, a patrol division, an investigative division, and you know, you got SWAT teams, bomb teams, dive teams, and we work together all the time because a lot of times it's very difficult to handle large-scale events. If the only way that you could actually handle them all the time, I guess, without having all these different organizations would be to have a tremendous amount of staff on hand, which you don't need that much staff all the time. So when these events come up, what we do is we pull together and kind of do a force multiplier. And then that way, it doesn't take so much taxpayer dollars because then they go back to their own divisions, but they can handle events.
So the Franklin County Sheriff's Department, you guys are responsible, or rather your jurisdiction is anywhere in Franklin County.
Well, I have authority anywhere in Franklin County, but what we try to do is work with our townships and our municipalities, and then we do joint efforts. Like we got one called Hotspot coming up here very soon with Clinton Township and Mifflin Township and the Sheriff's Office with another one of those force multipliers where we are concentrating on four different types of crimes that happen in an area, but we're doing it as a team. And then after that's over, everybody goes back to kind of their jurisdictions and works on what they have to work on.
So you guys, your patrolmen, are they called patrolmen? What are they called?
They are patrolmen.
They don't necessarily patrol the streets in Columbus because City of Columbus cops are doing that? Is that how it works?
Correct. We don't want to duplicate services. So we have a lot of the township areas. We have a lot of unincorporated areas, municipalities that maybe need assistance or townships that need assistance. And then all the unincorporated areas, we're also working with them. So, but if we, for instance, with Clinton Township and Mifflin Township, they have some patrol. And this hotspot thing that we're doing is going to be a situation where we're all working together in a concentrated area. But you're right. We don't try to duplicate services unless we absolutely have to.
And so the hot spot would be where the crime rate has spiked?
Where there seems to be a higher concentration of certain types of crimes, maybe some drug trafficking, maybe some OVIs and things of that nature. And we're going to focus on those type of crimes for a specific 2 days.
Okay. Now, one last thing, and if you don't have time, I understand.
No, I'm good.
Lately, we're seeing a lot in the news about how the state and all of law enforcement is clamping down on the illegal use of prescription drugs, people obtaining drugs or stealing them from grandma. And so that's been clamped, that's been what's the word I'm looking for? They've been rolling that in.
There's been all over the state, they've been working really hard on these pill mills to try to shut these type of situations down. And we've been somewhat successful to bring an awareness, I think, to the families to let them know that these drugs are in the house, that the kids can get them and they can get addicted to them. And we also have a lot of the prescription take-back locations that are going on to try to also clean them out. So, and strict prosecution on these individuals that have been doing it. Some of these, unfortunately, medical professionals who have not been, acting properly. And so we were able to push that back and make some success in that particular area.
Okay. I mean, I didn't even understand at first, but a pill mill is kind of like a storefront operation. No, there's no real exam being done. People just line up and there's a pretend exam and they get a prescription?
That's correct, because it's all about the dollar at the end of the day. So some of those individuals have been ran out of business, which we're very thankful for. And so there's been success in that area. Unfortunately, we're seeing a huge rise in heroin use and heroin overdose, which it's been shown that the pill mills are the ones that actually help start these individuals.
Really?
They're the ones that start the individuals down the road to start using heroin because it's painkillers.
Okay. So if they hadn't been around, we wouldn't have this big need for heroin right now.
Well, it probably would not have facilitated it like it is, that's for sure.
I know that what precipitated the crackdown was the fact that there were more deaths from accidental overdose of prescription drugs than from automobile accidents. But we are getting safer roads and safer cars with airbags and stuff. Does it seem like that was a good comparison?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
Well, you see, what prompted, the Attorney General to get involved was when the number of people dying from accidental overdose of a prescription drug was surpassing the number of people in automobile accidents. And I wondered if it was maybe they've sounded the alarm a little bit too soon, because our roads are just safer and airbags and all those things that keep us, so we're not dying in car accidents as much. Was it as much a pill problem, or was it more of a safety in the automobile realm?
Well, probably a combination. There's never really one silver bullet, or it's unfortunately never just black and white all the time. There's a lot of gray areas. The overdoses that the Attorney General was referring to recently, though, was with a heroin overdose.
Okay.
We had approximately 680 kids in 2012 that died from heroin overdoses, and that's what he referred to as an epidemic, which I would agree, but we're not the only state that's dealing with this problem. Minnesota's dealing with it, I think Connecticut. There's about four or five other states that are dealing with the same similar type of painkiller stuff that has precipitated this to become to a heroin use. So it is an epidemic.
Yeah, and I don't even know. I wouldn't know how to get heroin if I wanted it. I mean,
well, that's good. We're not going to educate anybody how to do that.
Well,
so.
But it's just amazing to me that the people that have this addiction, somehow they're able to find it. Like, and I don't want you to tell me either, but is it not that hard? Is it?
The drug dealers have left inner cities and are now going to suburbs because they feel safer in the suburbs. They feel that there are more affluent neighborhoods, will have more money, and they feel like they're personally safer, that they won't get robbed or shot or something of that nature. So they're actually targeting our suburbs.
Okay. Well, that's kind of scary. Because you're right.
That's how it is.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time so much. Thank you so much.
Good to see you, Doc.
Keep doing a good job, okay?
All right, buddy. Thank you.
You're doing a great job. Bye-bye.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko ici sur votre radio préférée.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Till I forget your smile. Ooh, yeah. Till I forget your smile.
So let me say hello to you guys. What is your little, what's your daughter's name?
Malaika.
Malaika?
Yes.
What's your name?
Kay.
Hey, and how old is Malaika?
Malaika is 20 months.
20 months. Does she talk yet?
A little bit.
A little bit? Okay, because it's radio. Can you say hi, Malaika?
Can we say hi? That's her brother, Madiba.
Madiba. Hi, Madiba. Can you say hi?
Hi.
Oh, good for you. How old are you?
Five.
Three?
Yeah.
Show me on your fingers. How many are you?
How many?
That's two. Are you three?
Two.
There you go. Try three. There you go. That's three. Oh, leave that one down. Okay.
Three.
Are you three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. Can you say hello? What's your name?
I'm Luke.
Luke. Nice to meet you, Luke. How old are you?
Three.
You're three. Can you show me on your fingers? How many is three? Yeah. Well, that's that's kind of five. That's kind of somewhere between zero and five, which is correct. So come on in and check out our studio, okay? You have?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Mary Lou. Mary Lou.
Mary Lou. Okay, that's like a
really good employer, too.
You did? That's nice to hear.
You treat your employees very well.
Well, I'd like to think I do, but that's nice that you heard that. I'm glad.
Good.
Good, good, good. Yeah, we want them to enjoy working there. Is he done?
I think he's done.
Okay.
It's the house. It's nothing big.
So, Dad, what's your name?
I'm Dave.
Dave, okay, and Dave, you have, who are you holding there?
Kate.
Kate. Hey, Kate. Kate, can you say hi?
Say hi?
No, she's shy. She doesn't want to.
Yeah, she does. No.
It's funny. I point the microphone at her and it makes her move. That's kind of like when you turn your turn signal on the freeway, it makes the other car speed up.
Yeah, that's right.
You notice that? It's a real powerful button. So I can like go like this with the microphone and make her turn her head. Anyway, well, we'll let her check it out.
All right, well, that's all the time we have today. I want to thank you for joining me. Remember that we will be doing our Dr. Kvitko Dentistry from the Heart event. That is on September 12th. It's a Friday. It's all day from 7 in the morning until 4 p.m. We imagine that we will be doing hundreds of people for free that day. We still need dentists to volunteer. We need dental assistants, dental hygienists. You can call my office at 262-9588 to get registered. If you'd like to help, we'd love to have you, and the more the merrier, because we really, really want to do as much good for the folks of Central Ohio as we can that day. And the more dentists we have, the more we can do. All right, so be sure to do that. Also, just by point of interest, we are having our Team Smile event, the one with the Columbus Blue Jackets, on June 27th. So that's coming up. And if you haven't already registered and would like to help us with that, you can go to teamsmile.org. You can choose the Blue Jacket event and then click on Volunteer and Volunteer Now. And yeah, we definitely need some help there. All right, so next week I will be back at the Berger Westfall and Heath Farms. I'm going to get in the big planter, go out in the fields, and we're going to plant soybeans and we're going to plant corn. It's going to be really cool. So be sure to tune in. It's going to be a great show. Join me every Sunday, this Sunday and every Sunday right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.